Well, this is a nice big group. I'm glad for the opportunity to worship the Lord with you guys all here tonight and this weekend. As we get started, let's open up in our hymn books to number 186, all right? We'll sing that one together as we get started. Number 186. Let me begin by saying welcome to this year's youth retreat, our summer youth retreat. We have two, as I'm sure many of you know who attend, we have two youth retreats per year, one in the wintertime just after the new year, and then we have one now in the summertime. So it's good to have you all here. I'm glad the participation that we have. I started with this song because it is a song that reminds me where I should keep my eyes. And I always like to remind myself where it is that I should be paying attention when I come into God's presence, when I come into a meeting such as this. You see, we're all here, maybe for different reasons. I hope that the reason that you came out to this youth retreat was because you wanted to further your walk with the Lord. You recognize that as a Christian, it's not okay for you to just kind of stay in one place, but rather you want to move in a direction. You want to progress in your Christian life. And so, we're all here now. We're sitting in the first meeting of the retreat. And the question that I have, that I want to pose to each and every one of us, and I really want us to look inside of our hearts, ask yourself, why are you here tonight? Why are you here for this youth retreat? What is it that you want out of this youth retreat? What is it you want out of these meetings? Because I can tell you that if what you're doing is your desire to be here is to seek the Lord and you want Him to work in your life, then He is going to meet that need. But if you're here for other reasons, or your reasons are clouded, or maybe that's what you think your reason is, but you're not quite sure, well, you're not going to give God the opportunity to work that He wants to have. You see, the thing is that about God is that He wants to work in your life. He loves you more than you realize, more than you can ever imagine. And if you take that step towards Him, He's going to take a leap towards you because He loves you. We know that. We have evidence of that because He sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. We sing this song, Look and Live. I remember I sing it. Growing up, I went to Ridgewood Pentecostal Church, and we would go to the hospital in the afternoons on Sundays. And this is a song which we sang very often, Look and Live. And singing this song, the thing that you would think about is what you're trying to get across is the idea that, hey, if you want to be saved, then look and live. But you see, the thing about our eyes is that it's very important where our gaze is. You see, when they tell me, and I remember from coming up to camp over summers when I was much younger with Brother Isaac. Brother Isaac ran when he was in school with his brother. And I know one of the important things about running competitively is keeping your eyes on the mark where it is that you're going. Because when you keep your eyes on the mark, you run more enthusiastically in that direction. You see, when we keep our eyes in the direction that we're meant to be going, then we're encouraged because we recognize that we're attaining the goal. We're going that direction. So the other thing about keeping our eyes in the right direction is that when we look around sometimes, and this we can look back to the example of Peter for this, right? When we look around sometimes, we're kind of distracted maybe. Maybe there's difficulties that are in our life. Or maybe there are just distractions that are around us. Maybe things that aren't necessarily bad per se, but they're distractions. And we look around and we get distracted. And so it's important that instead of looking around this weekend, what we do is with our spiritual eyes, we look in the right direction. And this is the beginning. This is the start of a weekend now. I remember times when I would come up to camp during the regular periods. We didn't have youth retreats back then. But I remember coming up during one of the regular periods, and I remember thinking to myself, you know, this is a fresh start for me right now. Wherever I am in my walk with the Lord, you know what? This is an opportunity that I can take, and I can give this opportunity to the Lord, and He can do something with it. And so again, the question I pose to you is, what do you want the Lord to do for you this weekend? The Lord wants to meet you here. God wants to take your life, and He wants you to be different. Because we all know that we've got things in our life that need to go out. We all know that if we're honest with ourselves, there are things that God's not okay with and we shouldn't be okay with either. And sometimes we let these things stay in our hearts. And I'd just like to, and we're going to pray in a moment, but I'd just like to challenge you this evening. At the beginning of this whole retreat, let's turn our eyes on Jesus. Let's look at Him. Let's see what it is that He has for us. You know what? These other things that are distractions around us that I said that aren't necessarily bad, you want to know what? Life is exceedingly complex. Lots of different things go on. And you know what? There are things in your life that might be distractions right now that God wants to give you, and He wants to give it to you in a great way. He wants to give you a blessing, but maybe you're not ready for it yet. Or maybe the blessing that you're seeking in your own strength, and you're not looking for God to be in the center of whatever it is that you're looking for. You see, God wants to give you good things. With my son Mark now, you guys saw him running around while we were doing the icebreakers. I'm reminded again and again of the way that God loves us because of the way that I know that I feel towards my son Mark. He does different things. He doesn't necessarily always obey me. More often than not, he does not obey me because he doesn't get it yet. But you want to know what? I want to give him good things because I love him. And that's something that just is inside of me. It's not something that I need to kind of figure out or conjure up or work real hard at. There's no effort involved in that. And that's the way that God wants to love us. And the question is whether or not we're going to let Him. It's not a question about necessarily needing to convince God tonight. We don't have to convince God. God sent His Son. He's already told us. He's already shown us that He loves us. The question is whether or not we are going to allow Him to come and to work in our lives and change our lives. Do things in us that we need to have done. We're going to sing another song in a moment, but before we do that, what I'd like to do is there's a couple of the youth leaders that are here going to be helping out this weekend. And you know what? What I've been noticing over the last couple of years when we've been doing these youth retreats is that, well, the youth is getting older, and that's great, and I'm glad for that, and I'm thankful for that. But there still is a need for us to have our youth leaders who help us out and lead us and help us in some of our small groups and people who we could go to and ask questions. So what I'm going to do is, what I would like to do is we'll start with the ladies first and then go through to the guys. But if everybody would introduce themselves, just tell what church you're from, and tell everybody what your name is. And you see, my sister hates it when I do this because I got all of the I'm okay in standing up in front of people gene in my family. But my rest of my family, no, not so much, right? So I'm going to make this easy for you. We used to have in Sunday, I don't know if you guys have had this in your churches. You ever hear God bless you testimonies? You ever had those before? When I was growing up, we had God bless you testimonies all the time. And what happened was, Brother Edwin Waldfogel, some of you remember him, Brother Edwin Waldfogel would pick on somebody and say, hey, Tim, why don't you go ahead and give a testimony, tell what God's doing in your life. And then I would get up and, looking for a verse and say something. And then I'd sit down and say, you know what? Why don't you bless somebody and let them give a testimony next? And then the opportunity was on me. And I was under strict instructions from both of my sisters never to pick on them if I ever was picked for a God bless you testimony. But I got no such instructions tonight. So we're going to start with Sister Lisa. Please, if you would introduce yourself. And Brother Tim, as I said before, I go to Wilson Avenue, Church of the Good Shepherd, Ridgewood, and I'll go to your church if you invite me. So I go to a little bit of everything, I guess. And again, the opportunity here, and the point, and the reason why I wanted to introduce everybody, and I think we know each other, but the idea is that we should recognize the idea that this weekend is meant to be an opportunity for us to grow. And if you feel, and I hope that you do, if you feel that the Lord is leading you, have questions or, something I say doesn't make sense or something like that, you should feel free to go up to any of the leaders and talk to them. The leaders are the leaders because of their maturity in the Lord, because they love the Lord and that's their desire. It's important that we have that as a goal. It's important that that's something that we're striving towards ourselves. And so I'd like to get back to the point that I was mentioning just a little while ago now that we've done our introductions, and that's this. I always like to start our meetings with a song about looking in a direction. And I'd also like us to turn to, I believe it's number 77 in our white chorus books, our Pilgrim Camp chorus books. That's Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. If you were paying attention, and I think that you were because I saw a lot of eyes up here, and I'm thankful for that. That's very encouraging to me. If you were paying attention and you feel like you need to kind of press the reset button, let's do it on this song. You'll also notice that you have a couple of these chorus books. Hopefully, they've kind of dispersed their way around. These are a couple of our worship choruses that we sing in our youth groups from time to time. And we're going to sing a couple of them tonight. We're going to just spend a little bit of time worshiping the Lord. And we're just going to let the Lord lead us. And as we are doing that, we'll sing some of these songs. I'm not necessarily going to call them out. So if you hear me singing a song, don't let me sing a solo, okay? Look for the words. And let's sing along together. But let's worship the Lord. I think, this is a group, again, which is not, we're not a young group. We're an older group in terms of our age. We're not kids here. We're adults. We're young adults. We need to be in a place where we understand that we need to be maturing. And we need to be in a place that at the beginning of something like this, we know what it means to press the reset button if we need to. But we know what it is to get our eyes on the Lord. So let's do that tonight. And let's do that right now. And let's worship. I don't want you to be shy. Hopefully you're not. And I love to worship the Lord. And I know that right here in this three corner here, we're going to have voices. So that's good. But you want to know what? I want to make sure that we're all singing. And I want to make sure that we're all worshiping the Lord because He's worthy of our praise. Let's sing number 77 to begin. Maybe we can start with the chorus.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look for in His wonderful ways, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory.
So, Father, that is our prayer tonight, Lord, as we turn our eyes to You, that the things of this earth would grow strangely dim, Father. We pray, Lord, that everything else would go out of our sight, Lord, but we would have tunnel vision for You. Lord, this weekend, but not only ending this weekend, Lord, I pray that You would reignite within us a desire to call after You and run after You, dear Father, to be what You want us to be what You've called us to be, Father, to be Your church in this world, Lord God, to be the salt and light that You've called us to be, Father. Lord, I pray that we would have our eyes fixed on You. I pray, Lord God, that our attention would be drawn to You. I pray, Lord, we wouldn't be concerned about listening to speakers this weekend, Lord, but rather that we would be concerned about listening to You and what it is that You have to say to us. That's what we need. That's what's life-giving to us. And we just thank You, Lord God. You are a great God. You are a high God. You are over all. You are a mighty God. We thank You that You are not a small God that we can comprehend with our minds, but rather You are great and You extend beyond our comprehension, Lord. We thank You for that. We thank You for the greatness and the splendor of all that You are. We thank You, Lord, that You are high and lifted up. We thank You that You are seated in the heavens. We thank You that You are worthy to be praised, that You're not a puny God, but You are a great God. We thank You, Lord God. Hallelujah. We praise You, Lord Jesus. We ask Your blessing upon this weekend and everything that is said and done, Lord. We ask Your blessing upon these activities and everything that's done, Lord, with the workshops, dear Father. As we seek Your face, we pray, Lord, that we would find You, Lord. We would find You and that look at You would change us forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe that, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Praise Your name. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The splendor of a King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps Himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at His voice, and trembles at His voice. Maybe you'd like to stand. How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Time is here.
Hallelujah.
Let's also sing that song, Bless the Lord, O My Soul. It should be on the back of the page that we were just reading. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's continue worshiping Him. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. On the chorus.
Bless the Lord, O My Soul. His home.
bless the Lord. So bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. I thank You, Lord. I bless Your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless Your name. We worship You, Lord.
Jesus, hallelujah. And we do bless Your name, oh God. Father, we just are so thankful that You love us. We're so in awe of Your presence, Lord God. We thank You, Lord, and we want to praise You from the bottom of our hearts, Lord Jesus. Everything that is within us, we want to praise You. We want to worship Your holy name. Father, help us to do that. Help us to do that more acceptably, Father. Lead us and guide us, Lord. Show us the way that we should go. We thank You, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank You, Lord.